الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد صدق الله العظيم. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the choicest blessings of Allah ta'ala be upon his most beloved Nabi, our leader, Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank and praise Allah ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings he's bestowing upon us. And we ask Allah ta'ala to give us the consciousness of all these blessings and to give us the ability to make shukr for it. Last week we spoke about the sickness of backbiting, when it is such a common thing that people don't even realize that they are talking bad about others. It has become just like a norm. People just start talking bad. And we spoke about the harms of this particular sickness, how it can actually destroy a person, it can destroy his akhirat, and can also destroy all his deeds in the akhirat. Now, linked to that, is also the use of the tongue. Obviously, backbiting got to do with the tongue. So one is a person must be careful he doesn't get indulged, he doesn't involve, he doesn't indulge himself in any kind of backbiting, he must stay away from it. And we give all of the ways of how to avoid it. Now, the tongue is also one of those very important organs. We don't call it a limb, we'll call it an organ that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us for the various parts of the body that are supposed to be used according to the orders of Allah and to come closer to Him. And one of them is the tongue. And like all the other parts of the body, we have to be careful how we use our tongue, because it is said that the amount of damage that can be done by a tongue compared to the other parts of the body is much, much more greater. So a person can do some harm, maybe can smack somebody or can do whatever it might be. But if he misuses his tongue, then it can have such implications and such, you know, effects that last for a very long time. They said that, you know, if somebody knocks a nail into the wall, then that wall can still be fixed up. You can put some polyfiller or something in there. But if somebody hurts somebody with his tongue, then that scar and that hole will never ever go away. It's going to be there for all time. So there's just one example to give how severe the effect of ill use of the tongue can be. Therefore, a person has to keep in mind at all times that he doesn't harm anybody and himself also with the tongue, which is a great ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. There's one hadith that every morning when a person gets up, this is the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the authentic books of hadith. Every morning when a person gets up, the different parts of the body, they plead with him, they beg him, they actually, you know, like humbly ask him. They said, "Oh tongue, please, we are associated with you. We are close to you. If you remain straight, we will remain straight. And if you go crooked, we are going to go crooked." So what is meant here? The tongue is very closely linked to the heart. And we heard the previous hadith that the heart is like the king of the body. So if the tongue is saying or doing anything bad, the first place, the effect of that ill talk is going to affect the heart, which will then affect the rest of the body. And when the rest of the body is affected in the wrong way, then the body is going to go into Jahannam. That is why the limbs are saying, "Please, please, please don't do nonsense. They behave like in the course of the day. Because if you're not going to behave, we are going to suffer." So that's one very important hadith for us to keep in mind. And like you mentioned, the heart is linked to the tongue. Then you also must keep in mind that the misuse of the tongue, it distances one from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like the good use of the tongue brings one closer to Allah ta'ala, the misuse of the tongue distances one away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Distancing one away, that means a person becomes mahroom. He becomes deprived of the special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one hadith, and this is a very important hadith to keep in mind. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that sometimes a person, he talks certain things, and in the process, he makes such statements that earn the anger of Allah ta'ala, and he does not even realize it. And this one statement or one word of his can enter him into Jahannam. So in other words, a person casually just makes some statement, but that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says is one that is not liked by Allah ta'ala. It is something that earns the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the person just carries on, but that same action is going to throw him headlong into the fire of Jahannam. Therefore, we must at all times measure, they say, measure your words, be careful what you must say and what you must not say, how you must say and what you must not say. Then there's another hadith similar to that also. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says a person, he utters, he's very close to Jahannam because of his actions. So he is already in a problem. But he utters some such good words that there's a distance between him and Jahannam, like the distance between the east and the west. Just some good word, he said. And on the other hand, a person is very, very close to Jannah. And he utters some such word that is so dangerous that it creates a distance for him between Jannah and Jannah. I mean, between east and west. That means that's far away. He gets flung from what we refer to as Jannah. Therefore, a person must at all times be very, very careful how he uses his tongue, and he mustn't let it be that the tongue causes his destruction. So the misuse of the tongue, one very important thing, like it distances a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will also deprive him of zikr. Because he's using the tongue for dirt, so Allah will deprive him of making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it will deprive him of humility in front of Allah Ta'ala. Because when a person makes statements with his tongue, then normally it is with regard to his arrogance. Another hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person's iman will not be complete until his heart is not perfect. And his heart is not perfect until he doesn't use his tongue. His tongue is not perfect. So we have to make sure that the tongue is correct. Because like we mentioned, the tongue is very closely related to the heart. So this hadith here says that if we are careful with our tongue, it will have a good impact and effect on our heart. And then that in turn will, inshallah, make the rest of the body correct. So iman will become complete. So there are some of the, it's called the fitnas of the tongue, if you want to refer to it. The fitnas, some of the evil or the problems that the tongue can bring about. One is when a person's tongue is not carefully in control, he says things that are not correct. It affects his heart and overwhelms him in such a way that he can't focus on his ibadat. He said some bad words to somebody. Now he comes to read namaz, and those bad words are still going to be recurring in because it got settled on his heart. And that happens very often. One fellow was saying that, you know, he went for Hajj once. And that time, you know, the agents, you know, they used to take a lot of chances, through all funny kinds of things. So he had a bad exchange of words with that agent. See, I told him so much of nonsense. Now when I went to go read namaz in the haram, my mind was only running on all those words which I told that guy. I mean, the haram, and because obviously that agent did him down, but he was saying, I should be careful with my words. We have to be very, very careful. So that is the thing that it overwhelms a person, and then he loses focus of his ibadah and various other good deeds. Then also, that we must remember that if we use the tongue in the wrong way, such statements can be made that can actually destroy our akhirat, like we spoke last week. So by misusing the tongue, sometimes we slander somebody, sometimes we backbite, sometimes we say something bad, directly or indirectly, we say something to somebody. And this little tongue of ours can cause animosity and can cause disunity and hatred between people. That's why Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, it is said, he had a ring he used to wear. And on that ring, it was engraved, Jirmuhu Sagirun wa Jirmuhu Azimun. Jirm means size. He said the size of the tongue is small, but the sin of the tongue, the crime, is very, very great. So it is something that, you know, it's not a small, just a small piece of tongue, but it can cause major, major problems. And also a person, if he's not careful, many times he can cause blasphemy. He can say such things against Allah, against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes people, they make a joke of the deen. It is called istihza, to make somebody else laugh. So you make somebody else laugh, and in the process, our akhirat goes away. And go in the qabr, a problem, that person who wait laughing, they want to come and help us here. We got a major problem. So be very careful with regard to the statements a person makes. So if he's not careful with that, he can make a big problem. Or he can undermine the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's one hadith where it is mentioned that one person asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give me some advice. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, perform your salah as though it is your last salah. Number two, control your tongue. And number three, do not have any hopes on what you see in other people's hands. So that's how some people are, you know, they start desiring for whatever that person has got. Either they want that thing or they want something like that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, don't do that. And then also the tongue sometimes is used by certain people in such a manner, speaking of bad, evil, sinful things. But the way they say it in such an attractive way, in such a way that the person who is hearing, he also gets inclined towards it. And he says, you know, I need to try this out, man, the way this man is saying it. So that's again a very, very bad use of the tongue. So there are lots of other, these are all the fitnas that the small little piece of flesh can make. Therefore, a person will be very careful how he uses his tongue. And in any case, he must not destroy his akhirat. That is very important. And then we know other times, some people, they just lewd in their speech at all times. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was never shameless, neither was he lewd in any of his speech. He was all very, very careful. So sometimes people, they just have this habit that in every second word of their speech, they're just using some or other abusive or some vulgar word. That is also harmful for the tongue, it's harmful for the heart. Because if you're going to say those things, that thing is going to take away the shamefulness and the modesty of the heart. So a person will be careful with regard to his speech. Now, when this person is, now we look at that, those are the harms, the fitness, the number of hadith, I must keep them seriously in mind. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says regarding the tongue, control, man samata najah. Whoever kept quiet, he's saved. Once a person, some people, they went through the palace of the king. So they saw the prince sitting there. So the king was talking, the prince sitting very quiet. So after they told the prince, why you sit too quiet? Why you don't say anything? Say something also. So the prince said, listen, yeah, I'm going hunting now. Why people come with me? So they went hunting. And went to a forest there nearby, which was absolutely peaceful and quiet. He told the people, sit down here. And they all had their bow and arrow, whatever they were sitting with there. He said quietly, right, wondering what. And then there was a bird somewhere in the tree. And that bird made a noise. It must have croaked or whatever it done. Immediately he shot at that bird and the bird died. So he said, you see, you want me to know why I said quietly? One opens his mouth, he gets into problem. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لَيَسْكُتْ وَفِي رَوَيْتٍ أَوْ لَيَسْمُتْ. Whoever believes in the akhir, مِنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ, believe in Allah in the last day, he must either say that what is good or keep quiet. Because this can be very harmful for a person's iman and for his akhirat. Also, you must remember another beautiful saying with regard to the hadith, the use of the tongue, is it brings a person very, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like we heard that one hadith where we said that you say certain things, you say certain zikrs and so many things with your tongues, that it brings a person very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, the best of Muslim, al-Muslimu, man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. The best Muslim is he, other Muslims are saved from the evil of his tongue. So it can happen sometimes we say certain things to somebody, necessarily we feel we have to have the last word and say him and say it to him in such a manner that we hurt him, that he, you know, we fix him up after that, we tell him what needs to be told. But in the process, we must remember that we are going to harm ourselves. One Sahabi by the name of Mu'az ibn Jabal, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me some advice. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him advice and said to him that should I not show you something that will enter you into Jannah and will save you from Jahannam? So he said, yes, do tell me. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got his tongue and he held it like this and said, control this. So Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu says, is that so serious that this tongue here can enter me into Jannah or can enter me into Jahannam? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. this is how serious this particular matter is, that a person must make sure he keeps his, the salvation of a person or his destruction depends on the use of the tongue. The salvation or destruction depends on the use of the tongue. Once Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to visit Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And when he went there, he found Sayyidina Abu Bakr sitting and was putting his tongue. And he was saying, all the problems are caused by you. He's talking to his tongue. So again, the consciousness must come about with regard to how we use our tongue. And remember, salvation and destruction is all based on how we use our tongue. Ibn Qayyim, Rahmatullah alayhi, one of the great Buzruks, he says that the tongue will finally come on the day of Qiyamah with a huge mountain of deeds, good deeds. A person got a lot of deeds. And this tongue will come and flatten all those deeds that are a mountain of good deeds. And another person got lots of sins, and his tongue will come and it will raise all his bad deeds into good deeds. That's how a person's tongue. So on the day of Qiyamah, that's meaning that the tongue of a person can be so harmful, it can actually cause all his deeds to be destroyed on the day of Qiyamah. So we have to keep in mind that this is something, you know, they say the most poisonous of poisons is the words that we use against somebody. The sharpest of sword that we use against anybody is what we use words against his heart. So we must keep that in mind. Last thing, whoever controls his tongue, this is not a hadith. One of the mashayikh, the Buzruq said, whoever controls his tongue for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Now, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala means sometimes you have a need to say something. But you say, no, I fear Allah Ta'ala. At the time of his death, he will be enabled by Allah Ta'ala to recite the kalima. And if a person does not use his tongue for the sake of Allah Ta'ala and he does not use it correctly, he misuses it, then he will be deprived of reading the kalima at the time of his death. So these are just a few important points, lessons for myself also, and for whoever else listening, we must be very, very careful. Like we spoke last week about backbiting, which is also linked to the tongue. You must not let the small little flesh be the cause of our harm and our destruction. Allah Ta'ala save us all. أول الذكر فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله الله 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 Allah, 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 Allah. المتقين ولا والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. استغفر الله استغفر الله الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم اتوب اليه. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو اهله. يا ارحم الراحمين يا ارحم الراحمين يا الله. We ask to forgive all our sins يا الله, all big sins, small sins, whichever way they were committed, يا الله, which we know and which we don't know. يا الله, we ask you to forgive each and every one's sins and purify us like the day our mother gave birth to us. Ya Allah, we ask you to give us the ability to do all good deeds, and we ask you to grant us the ability to consciously stay away from all evil deeds. Ya Allah, we ask you to send down your special mercy on all the brothers that are seated in this masjid and our mothers and sisters at home. Those who have got difficulty, we ask you to remove their difficulties. Those who got financial problems, we ask you to remove their financial problems. Those that are in debt, we ask you to pay off their debts. Those who are ill, Ya Allah, we ask you to grant them shifa. Those who have requested du'as, especially with regard to their difficulties or illness, Ya Allah, you fulfill all their du'as, you grant them shifa, you remove all their difficulties. Those that are in hospital, you grant them shifa. Those that are recovering and recuperating, Ya Allah, you grant them shifa. Send down your special mercy on the Ummah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially in those parts of the world, Ya Allah, where there is difficulty for the believers, where they're being persecuted, oppressed, or those that are in kind of difficulty because of calamities and catastrophes. Ya Allah, you save each one of them, and Ya Allah, you grant them steadfastness. You save us from some of the kind of situations and difficulties. Allah, we ask you to send down your special mercy on our country. Allah, save the people of Iman, save the mu'mineen, save our masjid, save our madrasa from those people who have got the hatred for Islam. Allah, they are planning, and you are a planner, and you are the best of plans. Allah, you keep us protected. And Allah, if there's any harm intended by anyone against the mu'mineen, the believers, the Quran, the masajid, the makatib, Allah, we ask you to deal with them in the best way. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifuna wa salamun ala al-mursalin.